So you were at Simmons during the, I think the 10 demands era of the from the BSO in the six in 1969. Do you remember that particular event? And do you have any memories of that?
Very few. I remember that it was going on. I remember there were a lot of Black students who were participants. I remember that they were adamant about their demands. And looking back, I think their demands were fair. They weren't asking for anything exceptional. They were asking to be treated as equal members of the community. And that idea was scoffed at by President Holmes and by other members of administration.
I'm curious what support networks you felt. I mean, you've talked about how you felt alienated at times. How did you build community at Simmons, and kind of what support networks did you have during your time there?
I lived at the library. Literally, I lived at the library. I growing up as an only child, and my parents spending their free time reading, thinking, conversing, I was used to a very quiet household where I could think and concentrate and focus. I couldn't do that in the dorm. There were always people in the halls talking. There was always somebody coming into or growing out of my room. So at the end of my class day, I just remained at the, well, I went to E at Beatley Hall, and then I went back to the library and studied until they kicked me out. And as a matter of fact, I was there so much that the security guard actually reserved a study space there for me. So I did feel support from some of the staff of the college, and certainly from many of the professors at the college. But I think my the thing that made it easiest to cope was remembering my single-minded focus on my education.